$50,000 a year. Now, the other thing that keep in mind is people have to pay taxes on their profit. They have to have cash for working capital. So the salary comes after all these things. So somebody looking at a $500,000 business, you know, after debt service and all these other costs, they have to consider, are they going to come home with $70,000, $75,000 a year, maybe?
Back to the Apex Business Advisors Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Cavanaugh, joined as always by the president of Apex, Doug Hubler. Doug, how are you today?
Doing great. You sound very calm today.
Very calm.
Very relaxed.
I'm really just making sure I got your entire name in.
Okay.
after a few weeks ago, this
right.
snafu of the president of Apex, Doug.
Yeah, thanks for that introduction.
Today, I want to talk to you about, we're on a little bit of a buyer kick. This is a time of year where we really start to get a lot of new buyers into the system. And recently had a conversation with a buyer that she has about $50,000
okay.
in cash to invest
okay.
in the business. And the businesses that she's looking at, she's concerned that they don't cash flow to what she needs. She needs the business to replace a $125,000 salary.
Okay. And that's going to be after debt service, right?
Right. So, and so yeah. we're really kind of having, I told her she's going to have a hard time finding mm-hmm. something that is going
right.
to, with that investment level, that's going to replace that. But I thought that it would be good for us to maybe walk through the math
mm-hmm.
on
yeah.
how these things, when you see an advertisement on BizBuySell or the Apex Business Advisors website or wherever you're looking at these businesses,
mm-hmm.
the math that the buyer needs to do in order to identify, is this a business that's going to cash flow? Is this a
right,
business that's
right.
going to be worth me pursuing? So
mm-hmm. that's a good topic because I think where we've talked about this, I don't know if we've done a podcast on this. There's math involved here, right?
So let's maybe break it down. If let's say somebody comes in and they say, I have $50,000
mm-hmm.
of cash to invest. What would be the acquisition cost that they would be targeting?
Yeah, so let's say in the best case scenario, they're using that as the 10% down payment. So they're looking at a $500,000 business. Well, the cash flow on a $500,000 business, we'll just talk general terms, maybe around $125,000 to $150,000 a year, maybe, to get a $500,000 price on the high end. Debt service on that is going to be $50,000 a year. Now, the other thing that keep in mind is people have to pay taxes on their profit. They have to have cash for working capital. So the salary comes after all these things. So somebody looking at a $500,000 business, you know, after debt service and all these other costs, they have to consider, are they going to come home with $70,000, $75,000 a year, maybe?
Yeah, so
tops.
The way that a bank, any lending source is going to look at it is, can you pay yourself
mm-hmm.
a livable wage? So what are we replacing?
Yep.
Can you pay your debt service? Can you leave money in the bank, in the business to operate it? And can you pay your taxes?
Right.
So those are the criteria that they're mm-hmm. going to look at. If you have, and kind of going back to, if you have $50,000 at the highest level, you could do a $500,000 business, but that's a minimum of 10%. That's the minimum
mm-hmm.
10% down. But the other thing is when you, a bank or any other lender is also not going to let you fully liquidate your $50,000.
Yeah.
They're not going
yeah.
to let you take every penny that you have
True.
To put as a down payment. So really, in reality, you're probably looking at a business that's $350,000 or $400,000.
Right. Yeah.
Because, you know, really, you've got to leave yourself living expenses.
The bank's going to make you have some money on the side for safety, right, to pay your personal bills for a while. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so now you're looking at, call it a $350,000 or $400,000 business. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a $350,000 business is probably going to be cash flowing $100,000 to $125,000. Mm-hmm. Before your debt service. And again, let's just use our example of you're going to pay $35,000 in debt on it. So let's say that this is $105,000 cash flow business. Okay, so now we're down to 70 because we've got 35 that's taken off the top. Most businesses, depending on that size, are probably going to need, what, $10,000 to $20,000 to operate it, depending on how heavy, heavy inventory it is.
But, right.
Okay, so now we're down to $50,000. There's a little bit of tax on there. So let's just say your taxes on that is going to be another $15,000 to $20,000. So now I'm down to $45,000. So now there's $45,000 that's left as salary for the seller to, or the buyer to take. Most of the people that are inquiring on these businesses, you know, they're making $80,000 to $100,000 wanting to replace that. Mm-hmm. So now you're upside down, $80,000. Let's say you're making $120,000. You're now upside down $80,000 to what you're making. Therein lies the issue that there's not enough savings and there's not enough assets to use in the acquisition of the business to accommodate the lifestyle that they're wanting to maintain.
Right. So that person, and we go through the math the same way with the sellers when they're saying, hey, I want $1 million for my business. We're going to go back through that same calculus to discuss the value of their business, what a buyer can afford, and what's the debt service, what are the taxes, working capital, et cetera. So you're saying this woman calls, she's got $50,000. But she needs to replace 125, let's say. So what does she need to buy?
I think the math on replacing $125,000 a year salary after all the things that we've talked about, I think you're looking at a business that's about $750,000.
Yeah.
And I think that you probably need to have probably 100 to 125 set aside to put into that business. So again,
cushion.
Yeah. So let's back into the math. If you've got a $750,000 business, bank's going to need at least $75,000.
Right.
Okay. So if you've got $125,000 saved, they're probably pretty comfortable that you can adjust your living expenses and you're buying a business that's profitable.
Right.
So that's where that would be where I would probably suggest that this person looks. Is it something that's making, you know, above 200 to cover the operating expenses, the debt service and the taxes that they would they would have. So that's where I suggested to her. And, you know, I don't know if she'll call back again because she doesn't have that.
She's not there yet.
And, you know, and so that's part of the screening process. And that's part of when, you know, somebody inquires on a business, I think we did an episode a few weeks ago. Why do I have to give you my financial?
Right.
Why do I have to give you my financial background? Because that's what a bank is going to look at. Now, if you have money in your house, so let's say that she has $50,000 in cash. Mm-hmm. And let's say that she owns her home outright.
Right.
And that house is appraised at $300,000. Well, she could draw the equity out of that house and be in plenty good position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's say that she's got money stashed away in a 401k.
Right.
She can, there's programs to where you can roll that over as we've discussed. But the more information that we get, the better off we can help somebody. So, but if you just put on your disclosure to us, I have $50,000 in cash and that's all that we see, then we struggle to help you.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's a good point too, is you know, the banks need a complete financial statement. We really need to understand what's behind it too. So if she has more, if she has home equity, if she has a retirement plan or whatever, those are good things to know. And there are programs to pull out of those things. The banks don't necessarily want you to borrow money for a down payment, but as long as you can handle the debt service, let's say a spouse works and they can support a home equity loan, then fine. They can use that as a down payment.
I know personally that I keep very little cash around. I get a check and it goes into my investment account. It goes to my financial advisor and then it's... It's invested where it needs to go. Like I keep about 3 months of living expenses on hand.
Well, they can pay down the plane loan, right? I mean, so go to the financial advisor, take down the Learjet.
I paid cash for that, but that's neither here nor there. But the maintenance on that thing, you know, it's not the purchase the purchase of the yacht that gets you, Doug. It's the maintenance.
It's all the maintenance.
And all the staff.
It that builds up, right.
No, I think that it's one of those things to where if you don't paint a complete picture and you don't give us enough information to work on. Now, you know, this person was open with us and we were able to talk to her about, listen, you've got credit card debt. And you've got car payments and you've got a mortgage and you've only owned your house for 2 years. So your mortgage, what you can get on an equity loan in your house, there's not much there.
Yeah.
So buying a business is just like what you would need that business to produce income wise for you versus what you can afford.
Yeah.
You're not there.
Right.
There's a gap there.
People have called us with very little money down and looking for a government program. They've heard about government programs to help them buy businesses. They don't exist. I mean, you have to come with money down and you've got to have some capital behind you to make it work. And if you don't have it yet, then you're going to spend, you know, a few years building that up until you're ready.
Well, and the other thing that we didn't even talk about is the operational ability.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come to a bank with 25% down, and history of running a business like this, they're probably not going to scrutinize your background. But if you come 10% down, the bare minimum, and you're cutting it really close, they're going to probably want to see direct experience.
Right. So I think one of the things you're saying is that there's risk on both sides here. There's risk for the buyer only coming up with 10% down because now they've got 90% debt load, which is pretty high. But the bank is looking at that same thing, saying, and if this person's borrowing that much, which they're able to do, there was a program for that, but the bank's going to have to feel real comfortable they got some backing. And maybe it is some extra savings. Maybe there's a spouse working. There's something else behind them that can make it work.
I think that's the mic drop. I don't think there's anything else I have left to add.
We don't want to kill it.
Apex Business Advisors, that is the best place to go for more detailed and blogs and tons of topics out there, thing that you want to take a deep dive into. There's going to be topics out there. We do these podcasts. Those are all out there. So you can go back and listen to episodes that we've done in the past that are interesting to you or kind of fit what you're looking for. And then, of course, if you really have specific questions, all of the broker's contact information is out there. Find one that you like. Just go to the one that says Andy. Click on that. Give us a call. Shoot us an email. We're always happy to have these conversations with you. So if you are looking at buying or selling a business, we got you, fam.